I'm so overdue for an episode. Life has such a interesting way of getting away from you and also catching up to you at the same time. One of the things that I hold true to myself when it comes to my podcasting is authenticity. I do not plan to edit. Whatever it is that I'm feeling is what I'm going to share. And I feel like we live in a world, in a society, especially here in the United States, where you can't tell what's real, what's fake. And unfortunately, the lines have been blurred for a long time, and they constantly get blurred when we have artificial intelligence and things of that nature, and just so many people who are superficial. But for me, I've concluded for my own self and my own sanity and my own refuge that whatever it is that I want to share, I'm going to share it, and I'm not going to try and polish it up or worry about how it comes out. So if that's not of interest to you, then, find another voice to listen to. But I just wanted to preface everything with that first and foremost, because I've been going through a lot recently, and it's far easier for me to, I guess, articulate everything via voice than it is for me to sit down and be still with a pen and paper or even type on the computer, because doing it this way audibly, certainly I can always transcribe everything later on. Because certainly at some point I want to put everything into a chronological order for my own self and make it make sense for myself. But anyway, when I originally came up with the idea of Not Your Average Baby Mama, I came up with the concept of how we get thrown such a bad rap, especially single moms who've never been married. Now, I'm gonna first talk about me. I am a person who has a lot of opinions, and I'm well aware of that. But I am gonna talk about me. I'm gonna talk about me before someone else does. Let me put it that way. I watch an online dating show pretty much every day, and I watch it on YouTube, even though the host has just joined the TikTok platform, but she also does Instagram. But I've not caught her on either of those two other platforms. I've just watched her on YouTube. And while I watch her, I also read the comments that people leave. People can be so brutal. People can be so evil. And I am more so specific to my own people. As a black woman in the United States, I'm not talking about others. Her target audience is mostly us. And it's really sad and it's pathetic. And I felt like, and I still feel like, I have made bad decisions in my life. I own them. I've trusted people I had no business trusting. Who hasn't? I've entered into relationships that I had no business entering into. And I've spent money where I shouldn't have, or lent money to people who I shouldn't have. The list goes on and on for me, for sure. And I own them all. I own my mistakes. I became a single mom at 35 years old. That wasn't what I set out to be. And sometimes in life, people have a good way of projecting onto you their own perspectives, their own mishaps, their own screw-ups, whatever you want to call it. I've had a lot of people who have, and I'm talking family, I'm talking close, up close and personal. I'm not even talking about friends. When I became pregnant, I had people who said, "Girl, you know that you really wanted this." And I'm like, just because that may have been your truth, it doesn't mean that it was my truth. I am very happy to have my daughter. I'm gonna get that out the way. I've truly been blessed. My daughter has not given me problems as a baby, and she hasn't given me problems now as a 10-year-old. I have largely raised her by myself. Certainly, I've had friends along the way. I'm not negating their help. However, I live in a state different than the state of my family. So my help looks different than the help that you get from your family. I don't have girlfriends, knocking down my door to watch my daughter or give me a respite. I don't really have that. And it's okay. It is what it is. I've learned along the way, to not really have expectations, because having expectations really sets you up for disappointment if those expectations aren't met. I can also say for certain that in the past couple of weeks, I've really learned a lot of life lessons. It's just been overwhelming. Some positive, and I mean, I guess they're all positive because at the end of the day, they are what they are. Truth is what it is. And you can either look at truth from a negative standpoint or you can look at it from a positive. It all depends on your own mindset. But truth is, it really has no pH. It's square at zero. It remains what it is. It's just your mindset that makes all the difference in the world with that. So I became a single mom at 35. Yes, I did. I can say that I fell for a lot of lies that I wanted to be truth. And I own that. I can also, though, say that I learned my lesson from my daughter, from having my daughter. And I am not in any way trying to shade anybody else, anybody else's experiences. I'm just simply sharing my own experience. I am not a single mom of multiple children. I am a Christian woman. I am a God-fearing woman. And I say those two things because when I look at the dating show that I was referencing a few moments ago, a lot of women get on there and they throw out those labels loosely. And then I look in the comment section and I see how people comment on those labels also. If a woman says she's a traditional woman, but yet she's a single mother, she's dogged. If a woman says that she is God-fearing and she wants a God-fearing man, she's dragged. If a woman says that she's Christian and she's a single mom, she's also dragged. And I can say to an extent, I don't blame them. To an extent. And here's my extent. After I had my daughter, I realized that the path and the direction that I had been on, I didn't want to continue to be on. And the Christian principles that I held, I realized also that I compromised them at the same time. I realized that I lived one way, but that way was contrary to the way that I spoke. And it's always easy to be a hypocritical Christian. It's always easy to claim to be a Christian and live differently, especially when that's pretty much the norm around you. But it's unfortunate because there are people who pay attention and they are bold enough to say, you know, look at what a joke these people are to say that they're this, but yet they don't, their lives don't match up to it. So there's that. I realized that fornicating, it just wasn't worth it. And I absolutely did not want to be an older single mom of multiples and have multiple children's fathers. That was not gonna fly for me. And one of the things I think I will never honestly forget was that before I had my daughter, and as I shared the news with various friends of mine, there was one particular person who said to me that he never pictured me being a single mom. And that stayed with me It stayed with me because of the fact that I thought, wow, I never knew that you had a specific view of me. And then it also, quite frankly, resonated with me because I didn't either. I never anticipated that this was how my life was going to end up being. I thought, like most people, I guess I would say, I don't even want to say of this generation, but maybe most people of my generation, that you would be married first and then start your family. However, you know, that didn't happen. And I'm over that. I've made peace with that for myself. But I just don't like it when we paint such a broad stroke on everybody. This particular quote-unquote baby mama, I can tell you, the reason why I chose not your average is because I am not one who gets my nails done and lives off of child support. I hardly even get child support. Me and my daughter, we do just fine with or without it, to be frank with you. the amount that I get in child support, usually I get it once every 3 months, even though in paper the document states for me to get it monthly. Not only am I to get it monthly, but I'm also to get arrears. And I don't get either one. And I'm at peace. I don't get in my daughter's father's face. I don't, you know, stress him out about it. I don't stress anybody out about it. I just keep doing what I'm supposed to do, which is being a mom to her the best way that I can be. I think it's unfortunate that where the scale tips heavier on the mother in most cases, because of course there are single dads out there, we know that, but where the scale tips most to the mother, we're the ones who get all of the mud slung in our faces. Well, why did you do this? You picked poorly. You opened up your womb for this person, and so forth and so on. And as I said before, I take ownership of what I did. I also know that there were two people there. And I also know that in life, it's always easy to sit on the sidelines and critique what's going on in the game. I mean, don't fans do that when they're watching a sports game? Don't you critique the players and say, you know, what an idiot you were, you threw wrong, or you didn't catch the ball, or you didn't kick the ball, or you didn't pass? Fans do that. Fans aren't the ones sweating on the court or on the field. So it's always easy to be the fan, because to just utter words, I mean, who can't do that? But to roll up your sleeves and give your energy and be in the trenches, that's a whole different story. I'm in the trenches, and I've been in the trenches for a while. And now the other added element to me being not your average baby mama is the fact that I'm battling cancer. Breast cancer, more specifically, which has metastasized to my lymph nodes and to my hip. And I'm praying that that's as far as it's gotten for right now. And as I was telling a friend of mine earlier, I was trying to figure out, you know, is this the platform that I want to share my story, my journey under this brand? Because I had a specific vision for this brand when I first started. But I concluded that this is the brand because this brand is all encompassing for me as a single mother, as a solo mother. Because these are things that some of us have to deal with. This is part of my story. This is part of my life. Just because I'm a single mom, it doesn't mean that I'm exempt from illness, disease, you know, surgery, life-changing decisions, which affect my health, but also impact my daughter, both of our futures. But these are the things that really aren't thought about when people want to easily, you know, put down a single mother. Because in your mind, you have a picture of an unkept woman who is poor and has a baby on her hip with snot running down its nose. And you have a very shallow and thin perception of her, and perhaps even her child or children. But there are actually some of us who are educated and have well-kept children who don't really need for anything in some senses. Certainly, I don't turn down help if it is availed to me. I'm not saying that at this moment in time of me talking that I don't have needs, because I honestly do, especially because I'm in the most difficult part of my life. And I've been in some difficult situations, but this situation is way more difficult than anything I've ever been in before. So there's that. I'm going to share in other episodes some of the things that I've dealt with over the past couple of weeks, because it's been quite something, let me put it that way. Different visits that I've had. I've now met with two different surgeons and two different oncologists, and boy, wasn't that something. But I do challenge you to think outside of the box that maybe you've been residing in for so long, especially if your box has been very narrow and has had tunnel vision, because I can honestly say that since finding out about my health, a lot of places where I didn't have as much leeway with other people, I've grown a little bit more leeway. I've given a lot more grace with people. And I feel like that's what we need in this world. We don't need to have all of the answers, but we do need to have grace with one another. We need to have patience with one another. We need to have understanding, because everybody's situation is different. And even if it's something that you've been through, you look at another person and what they're going through, and you're judging them based on how you handled your situation. They're not all the same. Excuse me. They're just not. There are so many variables and nuances. Have a little bit more grace. Until the next time, talk to you later.